I'd spent 3 years in the army, but one doesn't quite think of the army as home. And of course, for a few months, I'd been associated with a couple of Buddhist organizations. I'd been associated, to begin with the Ramakrishna Mission in Calcutta, you know, then with the Mahabodhi Society, then with an old scholar who was allegedly trying to start a Buddhist organization. But none of those associations, you know, proved very fruitful. None of them, I felt, helped me to practice, to live the Dharma. So I was a bit disillusioned with organized Buddhism, with institutions, and that did play its part, you know, in my going forth. And I think I've mentioned that in my memoir, and I hope to say a little bit more of that towards the end of my talk. But for the time being, let me return to the actual going forth itself. I don't find it easy to recapture my exact feelings at the time. I think they were feelings of exaltation, of expectation, of anticipation, but even perhaps to some extent a little bit of apprehension, because my companion and I were doing something really, I was going to say new, but it was more than new. It was very radical indeed, so far as our own lives were concerned. It was a very important turning point. And I think we were both very much aware of that. And some of you may remember, having read the memoirs, some of you may remember some of the things we did just before we actually went forth. We dyed the white shirts and white lungis that we had, we dyed them Gerwa, and we destroyed, or at least I destroyed, my identity papers. I'll say a bit more about that later on. And we gave away whatever other possessions we had. So we went forth with very little, with practically nothing, just the Gerwa-stained clothes that we were wearing. I think we still had sandals at that time. Later on, we gave them up and went barefoot. And I had a book or two. At least I had one book, which has always been a faithful companion and which later on I translated. In other words, the Dhammapada. That really was a faithful companion to me in my going forth and subsequently for many, many years. And I believe I had a notebook and perhaps a pencil, or even a pen. And I used to write down in my notebook at that time any memorable extract from a book I happened to come across. And of course, I was also writing my poems. I remember my companion, Budharakshita, wasn't very keen on my writing poems. He thought it rather a distraction and wasn't really suitable for an ascetic. But nonetheless, I carried on, you know, writing my poems. Some of them, of course, were about our life and about even the going forth. So here we were, with very little in the way of possessions. And that has always been something to which I attached great importance. I managed to remain without possessions for quite a few years. Later on, I did accumulate quite a few. I've tried to give away some of them. And fairly recently, I've made over to F.W.B. Udayana all the books and images and manuscripts that I happen to possess, so that, strictly speaking, at this moment, they're no longer mine. So I have very little more, actually, than I had when I went forth, which is a source of, you know, some satisfaction to me.